7. Business. Listen to a discussion in a business class. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
All right, we've been talking about advertising theory for a long time. We'll be wrapping up our advertising unit soon. Anyway, today we're going to go over another popular method of advertising, and we'll cover the pros and cons of it. Oh, before we move on, are there any questions about attractiveness?
Excuse me. We never went over attractiveness.
Oh, you know what? I used the term likability, but it's the same concept. That's my mistake. Anyway, we'll probably return to that in today's discussion about spokespeople. Let me get right to it. Well then, at the moment I want to focus on owners who become the spokesperson for the company. This has happened with some frequency through recent advertising. Car dealers are the most likely to do this, I'd say. Anyway, lost my train of thought.
Owner spokespersons, spokespeople?
That's right, thank you. I'll start with the advantages. The first is really just a monetary advantage. Some advertisers hire an actor, maybe somebody famous. Sure, people pay attention when they see a famous person on the screen. We've already talked about that. But this comes at a price, as you know. When it comes to a company's owners, well, you don't have to pay an owner. No money has to change hands, and therefore the advertising becomes less expensive. Another advantage is that it can give an advertisement a sense of authority. If a message is coming straight from the owner of the company, it can give an authoritative vibe, a feeling, to the message. People might be more likely to believe what the speaker has to say. Okay, well, an owner spokesperson doesn't always work. Back to likability. First of all, well, some people just don't belong in front of a camera. I'm sure you've seen a commercial where some guy is standing there, stiff as a board, reading lines off of a card in a monotone voice. Not an effective way to advertise. This is because some people just aren't good at delivery, and no one wants to watch someone like that. Second, sometimes the opposite happens. If you have someone who is too excited, too egotistical, or whatever the case may be, it will give people a bad impression of the company. It just sends the wrong message when someone gets up there and, I don't know, thinks they're better than everyone else. Of course, the point of advertising is to say you're better than the competition, but you have to do it right, or it just alienates potential customers.
1. How does the professor organize the lecture on owner spokespeople? Two. Why does the professor mention likability? Three. Why does the professor mention actors?